If there's too many people, maybe we can move into the second row back so I can see you all well. Mind moving second row back, Heidi. Bethel, do you want to go sit back with Heidi and Sophie? Well, it's good to see you all this morning. Do you remember a story that Joshua shared recently about smuggling Bibles? Who remembers that? A few. Hopefully more than that raise their hands. Okay, well, we're going to talk about another story about Bibles going into a country that it's hard to get them into and the government doesn't want them going in. So it's a story about, I guess you would call it a miracle, how God used something to blind the eyes of people, and stories from the 1970s. So my dad and Melvin would have probably been your age or younger when this event happened. So the people, if they were alive today, would be old enough to be your grandparents or great-grandparents, probably. Okay, the story's called The Miracle from the Meadow. Just look at that meadow full of flowers, Margaret exclaimed in German. Yes, they are beautiful, Amy Bontrager replied in the same language. Austria is a lovely country with all these rolling hills and mountains. I'd like to stop and pick some, the German lady chattered on. Do you think we could? They would make such a beautiful fall bouquet. Should we? Amy murmured in English to her husband, David. I suppose we could stop for a little, David Bontrager answered. No one will mind if Margaret picks a few wildflowers out of a field, but we can't stay long if we're going to cross the Romanian border before dark. He brought the car to a stop beside the country road, and the two women got out. While Amy and their German friend Margaret moved happily through the field of flowers, David sat idly in the driver's seat of the rented car. Like speedy birds, his thoughts were soon far away, far across the ocean to his home in Indiana. We are a long way from home, David mused. For many years, David Bontrager, an American minister, had felt a special concern for persecuted Christians in the communist nations of Europe. If only there was something we Christians in America could do to help them, he had thought. And now God had shown him a way. Working together with a Christian mission in West Germany, David had begun taking trips into the communist countries of Hungary, Romania, and Russia. As an American tourist, it was not too difficult for him to get in. Once he entered a country, he did all he could to encourage the Christians there. Often he preached for them. Usually his luggage contained many Bibles, tracts, and other items that were forbidden or hard to find behind the Iron Curtain. On this trip, he had a suitcase loaded with gifts, which would be helpful to poor Christian families in Romania. The sound of voices outside the car brought David back to the present. Look at my flowers, Margaret was crying out happily in German, and Amy was laughing. She sure picked a big bunch. What kind of flowers are they, I wonder? I sure don't know, David grinned, eyeing the fluffy top stalks. They look sort of like dandelions back home in the spring when they go to seed. If we don't look out, they'll spread fuzz all over the car. Who likes blowing the dandelion puffs when they go to seed? That makes a big mess and it just spreads more dandelion plants around, but they're fun to blow. That's what these looked like. Put them in the trunk, Amy advised Margaret. Lay them on top of the suitcases and they should be all right. Little did David know, as he carefully lowered the lid of the trunk over the strange bouquet, how God would soon be using these dried flowers to protect the three missionaries from danger. The travelers crossed the border between Austria and Hungary with no trouble and spent most of that day driving through Hungary. The Romanian border, though, was the danger spot. As they drove through the small Hungarian village where they planned to cross the border into Romania, David and Amy felt rather tense and anxious. No matter how many times we do this, it always scares me, David murmured to his wife. We're driving right into the hands of the communists, into a country where our brethren in Christ are persecuted. The guards usually seem very polite to tourists, but if they knew about everything we have in our suitcases, he left the sentence unfinished. We are doing the Lord's work, and we are in his hands, Amy encouraged quietly. Let's keep praying. That's the best thing we can do. There's the place, Margaret said softly in German. Ahead of the travelers, a stout barrier blocked the street. Beside it stood a grim guardhouse with a uniformed man in the doorway, another guard visible through a small window. Breathing one last quick prayer, David drove slowly up to the station and stopped. The border guard who strolled over to David's window did not smile. Hard-faced and stern, he wore the uniform of the Romanian military police. How many? He asked brusquely. Just three of us, David replied as he handed over their passports. He tried not to look at the ominous bulge of the officer's gun. The guard examined the three passports while the travelers waited quietly. What is your purpose in coming to Romania? He questioned. We are on our way to visit friends in Romania, David answered as pleasantly as he could. Do you have anything to declare? Was the next question. Well, we have money, and each of us has a watch, and here's my camera, David began. No drugs, no liquor? The guard asked. David shook his head no. Grunted the guard. He bent and peered in the window at the back seat. Everybody get out, he snapped. Soon, both guards were searching the inside of the car, while David, Amy, and Margaret stood beside it, trying not to look worried. Now the trunk, the first guard told David at last. With the keys in his hand, David opened the trunk of the car. Open one of those suitcases, the guard ordered. Certainly, David answered politely. Maybe he'll only look inside one, not the rest, he thought hopefully. Two suitcases lay side by side in the trunk, and David reached for the one which held only the Bontrager's clothing and personal things. The guard leaned close to look as David lifted the lid. No, not this one, he barked suddenly. I want to see inside that suitcase. Gesturing with one heavy hand, he pointed to the other suitcase. Margaret's dried bouquet lay on top, but inside, David's heart sank. Inside that suitcase were the dangerous items, Christian literature and gifts for the struggling Christian brothers and sisters of Romania. What would this officer do when he found the forbidden things? Open that suitcase, the guard repeated, and there was nothing to do but obey. Nervously, David dropped the lid on the suitcase he had already opened. Whoosh! A puff of wind created by the falling lid swept through the dry bouquet, or decorated the top of the other suitcase. Suddenly, the air was full of flying fluff and downy seeds as the bouquet flew apart right in the face of the officer. Whew! Spluttered the astonished guard, blinking and waving both hands in front of his face. Achoo! He sneezed violently, scattering more seeds in all directions. My flowers, gasped Margaret, looking like she wasn't sure whether to laugh or cry. David wanted to laugh, but of course he did not dare. I'm so sorry, sir, he apologized. You must be allergic to weeds like this. Shall I? No, no, the guard answered impatiently, turning away to blow his nose. I've seen quite enough. Just close your trunk and you may go. As the travelers drove through Romania, they enjoyed a good laugh over their narrow escape. Too bad about your bouquet, Margaret, David chuckled. I surely didn't mean to scatter it apart, but the Lord used it to get us safely through. Of all the ways God has protected us on our trips, I think this was the funniest. So, this is a story of God's protection in transporting Bibles to people who don't have them. And there are many stories like that. And stories of how God protects people who are trying to spread his word and people who love him. And so, I think it's a good thing to remember how God will protect us when we're trying to do what's right, and he protects his word. And I hope the story was enjoyable to listen to and something that you can remember. You can go back to your seats now. Thank you.